Good morning. Welcome to the third hour of the program. I'm Chris McCarthy of the audience. Boy, it looks ominous out there. I'm sitting here in Fairhaven, looking out over the parking lot, which is really full today. And those clouds look ominous. That sky looks ominous. Are you ready for snow and some weather? I think they're going to get more weather north, as we normally do, than we are here. We're going to get some rain, but it looks pretty bad out there. Like, it's going to be bad anyway. It's dry right now, but the weather does seem like impending doom, right? Impending doom. So hopefully you're ready for it. I know I am. Whatever happens, happens. You know, I'm old enough at the point I can deal with most things that happen, right? Guys, I want to give you an update on Andrew Wolf. Andrew Wolf, of course, is the National Guard soldier from West Virginia who was wounded, almost killed by the terrorist in Washington, D.C., right? A foreigner with a firearm. He killed Sarah Beckstrom. She's dead. A U.S. soldier killed by a foreigner with a firearm. But Andrew Wolf, he's hanging on. We had some good news. Apparently, it was reported on all the national news that Andrew Wolf, although in intensive care, fighting for his life, was able to give a thumbs up and wiggle his toes to the nurses. When they asked if they could hear him, if he could hear them, he gave them a thumbs up and apparently wiggled his toes. So keep praying, my friends, for Andrew Wolf to recover fully from the terrorist attack that he suffered from, right? God only knows what that foreigner with a firearm was planning on doing. But thankfully, Andrew Wolf is still able to fight for his life. So keep praying for him, guys. I've been in that situation under different circumstances, obviously. But prayers work. So keep praying for Andrew Wolf. And obviously, pray for the soul of our departed Sarah Beckstrom. Those are the National Guard soldiers that were attacked by a foreigner with a firearm. So anyway, 508-996-0. I just want to keep you updated on that and ask you to keep praying for both of them, right? That's all you can do, and it's a lot. It really is. All right, so it's kind of open phones. What's on your minds? I want to hear about it. Got a number of topics available to you, but the best ones are the ones that come right directly out of your mind, through your mouth, into that phone, 508-996-0. Here we go. We got some people on hold. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hey, good morning, Chris. How's it going?
Good. What's happening, my friend?
Hey, not as good news as the Andrew Wolf situation, but I got some good news.
All right.
The tan couch is gone. The recliner is gone. I don't know if it was the power of WBSM.
Of course it was.
Or the call in the mayor that worked, but it disappeared. Somebody must have needed the recliner. It is now gone.
So what However, you're saying is you have an opening for more discarded furniture.
I hope not. However, if anybody does need a white couch, there is a beautiful white couch on the corner of McGurk and Cove Street. Down in the South End. And it's not trash day, so it's not out for bulk item pickup. Parked up there, I believe, 2 days ago. It's been there since. So if anybody's in need, feel free to go on by. And it's beautiful. Nice and white. And it looks like it's in pretty decent shape. You know what I mean?
This is so, like I love this. This is like a swap meet type thing. So where is the white couch that you claim is beautiful?
On the corner of McGurk and Cove Street. And while you're there, you could stop by when you go pick up the couch. You could stop at Alianza and have yourself a wonderful lunch. The place is delicious.
I like Alianza.
Right on that corner right there. Beautiful white couch.
Can you speak to the status of bed bugs on that couch?
I did. That's a conversation for another day, Chris. So listen, don't start with that, because then nobody's going to pick it up and it's going to be there forever. So let's just, you know, think positively. It's a free couch.
A free couch. A white couch. If it matches the decor that you need for your living room, swing on by and pick up the white couch, right?
Yep, there you go. I'm going to start, like, you know, if I start getting a bunch of items, I was thinking I might decorate a corner on a certain street and let everybody know, and we'll call it the Thrifty Corner. You know what I mean? That'll be the segment for the day. It'll be called the Thrifty Corner.
Thrifty
Stop
Corner.
On by, take a table lamp, coffee table, whatever you need. We'll set it up so it looks like a beautiful showroom.
I like that. We should do that. Yeah, let's do that. The Thrifty kinda Corner.
Kind of like they did in some areas. I think I saw it online with the potholes. They were planting plants in them. You know what I mean? Beautiful dandelion. Something like that. Something similar. We'll pick a nice corner. We'll decorate it as if it's a living room. Maybe we'll get a whole bunch of people to go there, hang out, talk politics, all that good stuff.
Thank you, my friend, as always, for the laugh. I do appreciate it. No, he's funny. I like that. And again, I appreciate the fact that he did call the mayor, who will be here tomorrow, as he normally is on Wednesdays. We've moved it around a little bit because of the holidays and all the rest. But the mayor will be here tomorrow. And I would imagine that his call to the mayor the other day did have something to do with that that rapid cleanup of the abandoned furniture. Because remember, a lot of people do listen to the program, certainly when the mayor's here. So 508-996-0500 so I can get on the program. We have been talking about the drug boats coming up the coast and being blown up by the U.S. government on the orders of the president. Does that offend you? Or do you think it's the right thing to do? Look, I think it's necessary. I say it's about time. But I do have to agree that seeing people being killed is hard to watch, right? I mean, you see people out in a boat being blown up by the U.S. government. It is a little hard to watch. But when you think it all the way through, right, you realize the amount of turmoil, heartache in those boats. I mean, if you know anybody who's ever been drug involved that you care about, you know how devastating addiction can be to families, to individuals, even as employees, if you have them. I had, over the years, a number of people that worked for me that had drug problems. And it was really hard to deal with them. I felt bad for them. A lot of them were really talented people. But they couldn't get away from narcotics. So when you see these merchants of death coming up the coast, meeting their demise, when you think it all the way through, it's really the right course of action for our government. For our government. To defend the country. Because a lot of these people who are drug involved, they are absolutely powerless to turn down drugs. In my opinion, because I've seen it up close, they are powerless. And the old dope peddlers, they know it. I got a friend of mine who, his brother died of a drug overdose. And he told me that when they'd go to see him at the drug rehab place, that there'd be narcotics peddlers, drug peddlers, right outside the door, basically, right around the block, waiting, because they knew they had customers right inside that door, trying to get away from them. So there's so much money in narcotics that you're not going to clearly defeat it with traditional law enforcement. Not when that's the only strategy. But blowing these people up for the world to see is quite a deterrent, in my opinion. Because, I mean, what's more of a deterrent than death? Nothing, right? Nothing, I think, is more of a deterrent than death. What's the big deal about going to jail? For a lot of these people, it's the cost of doing business. Right? The cost of doing business. Okay. 508-996-0500. You know, it's that magical time of year here on the South Coast when your car won't start, your wallet's empty, and that special someone on your list has champagne dreams. Well, don't panic. Mid-City Scrap of Westport has your back and the tow truck, and they're paying top dollar for junk cars, running cars, rusted cars, even frozen solid cars, all right? It really doesn't matter. They'll tow it for free. They'll get it out of your sight, and you'll get cash that you need for those Christmas gifts. So that means more money for gifts, heating oil, or let's be honest, more eggnog, right? More eggnog. Call Mid-City Scrap today or stop by Mid-City Scrap, 548 State Road in Westport. Mid-City Scrap, turning junk cars into cash for you all winter long. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Details.
This portion of programming on WBSM is brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford, where you can get two hot dogs, soda, and a bag of chips for only $5.
South Coast Now with Chris McCarthy. Weekdays on 1420 AM and 99.5 FM. WBSM.
Welcome back to the program. I'm Chris McCarthy, and we're having some interesting conversation this morning about a lot of things, both local and national, of course, statewide as well. We're in the midst of an election here. If you're happy with Governor Healey, then you know who you're going to vote for. You'll be voting for Governor Healey. If you are not happy with Governor Healey, and I don't see how you really could be, not with the cost of energy, not with the total disarray that the state seems to be in, then you're going to be paying attention to what's happening in the Republican primary. We have three very talented, very experienced, unique individuals running to be the Republican nominee for governor. Brian Shortsleeve was here yesterday talking with us. He's got a very unique background, both in state government, private sector, as well as in the Marine Corps. Harvard graduate. That's very impressive, right? And you got Mike Keneally. Went to the Ivy League schools, right? Dartmouth for his undergraduate, Dartmouth College in New Hampshire. He got his MBA from Harvard, Harvard Business School. Really competitive environment. A very difficult program. And then he had a very interesting private sector career. Mike Keneally. And he's been here as well as Brian Shortsleeve. And then Mike Minogue, another unique individual. West Point graduate. Went to Ranger School, Airborne. Bronze Star in combat. All Bronze Star holders. Got it in combat. It's the only way you can get a Bronze Star. And then made $1 billion or so in the medical technology, heart pumps, things like that. That's Mike Minogue. So all three of them are very talented, accomplished, unique individuals. So what I want you to understand is you don't have to be a Republican to be involved in this. Unenrolled can vote in the primary election, which will be next September. But if you're interested now, you can join the Republican Party, even if you're a Democrat who feels like Governor Healey has let them down, doesn't deserve your vote, your support. You can, up until the end of December, so you've got a couple of weeks, you can make the decision to switch to the Republican Party from a Democrat or an unenrolled to the Republican Party and participate in the caucuses. What will happen is you will get a postcard, a letter, an email, a text message, inviting you to your local caucus if you're a registered Republican. The Democrats do the same thing. I just don't think it'll be as competitive this year because they have an existing governor, right? Just like the Republicans aren't really competitive in a primary when they have a sitting governor, right? Or president, if they're running for re-election. So anyway, I would say this. If you're not happy with Governor Healey, you have an option. You got three really good individuals. And quite frankly, there's still a possibility that somebody else could get in the race. I was talking with an experienced attorney, experienced in both the law and the Republican Party. And he was mentioning to me a couple of names of people that could still get into the race. I'm not really interested in that. I think we have three good choices right now. But anyway, are you happy with Governor Healey? Would you like to see her get primaried? I was speaking with a Democrat yesterday, just before the Patriots came on, and he's not happy with Governor Healey. This is an elected local Democrat. He's not happy with Governor Healey. And he would like to see a Democrat challenge her. Now, that may be impossible in today's Massachusetts politics. But, you know, it wasn't that long ago that you had Michael Dukakis so badly performing as the governor, that within the Democrat Party, he was challenged by Ed King. Ed King had been the head of Massport, and he challenged Mike Dukakis and beat him in the Democrat primary in the late 1970s. He beat Michael Dukakis, the sitting governor, for the nomination of his own party, the Democrat Party. And that was, there were a lot of local people involved in that race, to include Jack Markey, the mayor of New Bedford, and Senator McLean, well, he was Representative McLean then, from Fairhaven. They all were involved in the overthrow of Michael Dukakis. But a lot of people here locally were involved in the preservation of Michael Dukakis, to include a number of people still active locally in politics. So it's not impossible that Governor Healey could face a primary opponent from somebody who says all of this stuff going on is outrageous. The hiring of people who are allegedly trafficking in cocaine, all of the rest. So anyway, it's a possibility, but I really think the largest possibility is that Governor Healey will be the nominee of the Democrat Party. Then she'll lose to the next Republican nominee. Yet to be determined, right? Yet to be determined. So 508-996-0500. On Friday at 11 o'clock, we'll be joined by Bristol County Sheriff Paul Heroux. Now, Paul Heroux has been the sheriff for a couple of years, and he's a regular here on the program. I appreciate him coming in, talking about his policies over there, the job opportunities over there. But he'll be here on Friday taking your phone calls if you'd like to ask the sheriff of Bristol County any questions about his policies. Specifically, I bet there's a number of you out there that want to talk about illegal immigration, the sheriff's policies. How does he deal with ICE? Do they notify ICE before they let somebody go that has a detainer? Is there any communication between the sheriff's office now in Bristol County and the federal government, the law enforcement side? And the sheriff will be here taking those calls later in the week. So that should be a very interesting program. Now, there was a rally by illegal aliens and Democrats on Beacon Hill, covered by the New Bedford Light. I had the robot play some of it yesterday. And the illegal alien community and the Democrats are using really violent language at the State House regarding the federal government. The illegal aliens, some of them still children, really, or young people, are saying they are going to fight the federal government. How do you feel about that? Do you think that's a good idea? Me personally, I don't. I don't think it's a good idea to use that kind of language. I think it's inappropriate, certainly, to reward that sort of behavior as an elected official. I think it's quite wrong. Quite short-sighted, tell you the truth. Now, we in Massachusetts are paying for the legal defense of illegal aliens. How do you feel about that? Do you think there's enough money in the budget that we can cover the legal expenses of people who shouldn't even be here? I really don't think there is. I think we should use that money to pay for schools, to pay for education, to pay for law enforcement, to protect us locally. The idea that we're paying lawyers to fight the elected federal government with an agenda that was supported overwhelmingly by the American people when they elected Donald Trump. I mean, we all knew he was going to do mass deportations. Yet you have our elected representatives who are Democrats supporting an agenda to fight the federal government. I think it's wrong. I think it's money poorly spent. Really, I do. Money poorly spent. Anyway. All right. 508-996. You're kind of open phones if it's on your mind. I want to hear about it. We're going to take a quick break and then we'll be right back. Stick around.
Back to Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now on WBSM. Call 508-996-0500.
Our love is over. They're all ahead now. I've got to learn it. I'm gonna sing out.
Welcome back to the program. Upgrading your home's energy efficiency can really feel overwhelming. But with C2S Energy, you don't have to go it alone. Their certified experts handle everything from assessing your home to recommending the right solutions. whether it's insulation, windows, roofing, or high-efficiency heat pumps. They even navigate the rebate process for you, making it simple to qualify for savings up to $16,000. Trust the team that knows the programs, the products, and how to maximize your comfort and savings. Visit C2SEnergy.com and let C2S Energy do the heavy lifting for you. So, it's kind of open phones this morning. If you got something on your mind you want to talk about, I'd be happy to hear about it or argue with you or whatever you'd like. 508-996-0500. Good morning. Thanks for holding. Oh, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Hey, what's happening?
When you put your phone on the air, you got to slow down a little bit because I missed half the numbers. It took me almost a half hour just so I can give you a call.
Okay. Well, you're here now. What's going on?
Yeah, okay. Okay, so we're talking about the bolt there with Trump.
Yes, sir.
I have no problem with that because they're not fishing, that's for sure.
Right.
So, and I mean, I understand that once they get blown up and there's some survivors, okay, give them a helping hand, but I don't think they wouldn't care 1 minute for anybody else.
Right. No, I agree with you. It is, how do I put it? You know, we don't often see people killed on film.
Yeah.
So, right? But when you see it, it is a little hard to take. But I think it's what is necessary, isn't it?
Oh, I agree with you 100% because they wouldn't care two dimes if we got killed.
Right.
And all the stuff they're doing. So, I agree with the president. And I've been a Democrat all my life.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was younger, now I look at it, I just want to see the best person there to do the right job.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, so far he's doing pretty good, and I have no complaints.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Thanks for the call, my friend. Don't be a stranger. Again, the number is 508-996-0500. That's how you can get on the program, whether it's me or for my counterparts and before me and after me. That's always the number, right? 996-0500. So, do drug traffickers care about other people? I would argue they don't, right? And if you, if they had, look, we know what fishing boats look like, right? We here in the greater New Bedford area, we see fishing boats every day. We know what they look like. Those aren't fishing boats that they're blowing up. They're not. They're not fishing boats that they're blowing up. And if they were, their governments would be protesting in a more sufficient manner, right? Be out there telling us, it's this person, it's that person, we know who they are. But they're not saying that, right? I mean, if you had people out of New Bedford, real fishermen, involved in international waters being done to them, molested in any way by another government, our government would come to their defense and our government would make the case publicly that they are fishermen. We don't hear that. We don't hear that because they're not. They are trying to flood America with narcotics because it brings a lot of money to the governments and the power players within the governments of a lot of these countries. I mean, you look at the former head of Bolivia, the current head of Colombia. They've all been involved with the rebellions, and much of those rebellions, they were communist in nature, and they were fueled by narcotics, okay? Groups like the FARC in Colombia, started by the Soviet Union with native Colombians. A lot of their resources came from narcotics trafficking. And that's a matter of public record. Just is. All right. So I want to go to the White House. One of Howie Carr's former employees, who is currently the spokesperson for the White House, spoke yesterday And I think it's pretty interesting stuff. So we're going to go cut into the White House from yesterday.
On Thursday night, the President and the First Lady will celebrate one of America's greatest traditions, the lighting of the national Christmas tree on the Ellipse. And on Friday, President Trump will attend the FIFA World Cup final draw at the Kennedy Center. You all will be seeing and hearing from the President every day this week. So you have me today, and then he will take on the rest of the week himself. Next, I would like to address the horrific tragedy that took place in our nation's capital that last week. A foreign terrorist that the Biden administration failed to properly vet ambushed two members of the West Virginia National Guard who were honorably serving here to keep their residents and visitors of Washington, D.C. safe. U.S. Air Force Staff Sergeant Andrew Wolf was severely wounded in the attack and remains hospitalized while he continues to fight for his life. Tragically, U.S. Army Specialist Sarah Beckstrom died of her wounds. She was just 20 years old. President Trump and the entire White House are praying for Andrew's full recovery at the request of his parents and their personal phone call with the president over the weekend. And we are keeping Sarah's family and friends in our prayers during this unimaginably difficult time. Sarah and Andrew represent the very best of America, two young patriots who were willing to put on the uniform and risk their lives in defense of their fellow Americans. Both of them truly embody the profound words spoken by Jesus Christ in the gospel. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. Sarah and Andrew are heroes, and we will never forget their sacrifice. That means ensuring the monster responsible for this atrocity is prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law and faces the most severe punishment possible. It also means reckoning with why this atrocity was allowed to happen in the first place, so that it may never occur again. Here are the facts. The terrorist who gunned down American soldiers blocks away from the White House in an ambush was an Afghan national who was flown into our country by Joe Biden's administration in September 2021 in the chaotic wake of their botched withdrawal from Afghanistan. One of the most embarrassing moments in the history of our great country. Joe Biden's historic failure in Afghanistan continues to haunt this country and our men and women in uniform. Not only did this surrender lead to a suicide bombing that killed 13 American heroes in Kabul, but now National Guard troops were shot on U.S. soil by the same kind of enemy. We continue to live with the deadly consequences of Joe Biden's horrific leadership. Nearly 100,000 Afghans were recklessly released into the United States with little to no vetting. There was no regard for the disorder and violence that this would unleash on American communities and American culture. Reportedly, thousands of these strangers and unknown individuals were flagged to the Biden administration for national security, public safety, and fraud concerns. But the terrifying truth is that the Afghanistan debacle is just a small part of Democrats' complete and total betrayal of the American people during the Biden years. The tragedy that we just witnessed the day before Thanksgiving is a reminder that untold thousands of terrorists, gang members, and criminals were invited into our country and remain here to this very day. The border is now secure, thanks to President Trump, but the threat in our interior remains real and urgent. These public safety threats are already inside our land. And President Trump was elected on a promise to find and remove them. And he has already taken significant steps and made significant progress towards fulfilling this promise. But there is more work to be done because President Trump believes that he has a sacred obligation to reverse the calamity of mass, unchecked migration into our country. As a result, the Trump administration is now actively reexamining all of the Afghans imported into the country by Joe Biden. Any individual who threatens our national security or our citizenry will be subject to removal. President Trump has already permanently paused migration of foreign nationals from third world countries that pose a very high risk to the United States. For too long, past American presidents supported self-destructive immigration policies that allowed foreigners who outright hate our country and have no interest in assimilating into our culture they've allowed these individuals to flood peaceful American communities. This disastrous approach has drained our welfare program, driven up the cost of housing, suppressed wages, and jeopardized the safety of law-abiding American citizens. In fact, according to a new bombshell report from the New York Times, Somalian migrants in Minnesota have defrauded nearly $1 billion in taxpayer-funded benefits under Democrat Governor Waltz's leadership. President Trump is putting an end to this dangerous America Last approach. His position is rooted in common sense. In the wake of last week's atrocity, it is more important than ever to finish carrying out the president's mass deportation operation. America cannot allow millions upon millions of unvetted illegal aliens to be rewarded with amnesty after they broke our nation's laws to come here. They must go back to their home countries. It is also essential to immediately address the massive fraud and corruption that has been going on for decades in other aspects of our immigration system, most notably when it comes to asylum claims. Millions of people who have come here under false pretenses are told blatant lies now enjoy temporary legal status. President Trump is ending this scam as well. And I would point out that the Democrats have tried to block this administration from doing so at every turn with lawsuit after lawsuit. The hard truth is that even when it comes to our legal immigration system, past presidents have failed to ensure that all prospective citizens love America, will add value and contribute to our communities, and will assimilate into our culture.
So that's Caroline Leavitt. Of course, was a former employee of Howie Carr, who can be heard here every day in the afternoons and evenings. Howie Carr, speaking from the White House on the president's plan. Me, I voted for that. I voted to get rid of people who don't want to really be here to assimilate, but rather to take advantage and do us harm. Do us harm. And again, all I ask is that you keep Andrew Wolf in your prayers. He was shot by a foreigner with a firearm in a terrorist attack, right? Down in Washington, D.C. And we have, here in Massachusetts, our representatives and executive branch officials doing battle with the federal government on behalf of illegal aliens. And doesn't have to continue, though. We can vote them out, make a change. And people can change positions. We've seen it. They can change their positions, or you can vote them out, right? You can vote them out. 508-996-04. I thought that what Caroline Leavitt just said was very important. And I know many of you are busy and you don't get a chance to hear in the evening news. That doesn't suffice, right? Doesn't suffice. So I wanted to bring it to you directly here, unfiltered, unadulterated commentary from the White House. Stick around. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the program. Now I'm Chris McCarthy, and I'm out of here, basically. I got a few more minutes, about a minute left, and then I'm going across the street. Get all my blood taken out of my body, cleansed, and put back in. God willing, I'll be back tomorrow, right? So stick around. We've got Barry Richard coming up. Barry's got some really interesting stuff at WBSM.com. He's got an article based on the U.S. Senate report talking about what happened at Massport and in New York, down at Newark Airport in New Jersey. You can read all about it at WBSM.com.